The man in the shadows cursed softly to himself as the moon struggled fitfully through the last of the scudding storm clouds and emerged to flood the lawn in a soft brilliance. He slipped silently back into the shadow of the bushes and glanced at the luminous dial of his wristwatch.
Is that you, Tom?
Yes, dear.
Where have you been?
Oh, now, don't tell me that you were so absorbed in your book that you didn't hear me.
Somerset Maugham always absorbs me, dear.
Well, apparently. Now I know how you occupy your evenings when I'm not at home.
Well, I must have somebody. You're so seldom home at night.
Well, that's not my fault.
I know it isn't. Don't you approve of Mr. Maugham as good company for your wife?
Well, I don't mind, darling. At least I trust you that much.
I often wonder why you do. There are a lot of things you don't know about me, aren't there?
Well, I don't want to know about them. All I worry about is the present and the fact that I have you now and that I'm so happy.
I'm glad.
Oh, by the way, that reminds me, I was going to show you something.
What, dear?
Oh, nothing very important, just one of those little things that appeal to my poetic soul. Come outside for a moment. I don't think you've ever seen the garden by moonlight, have you?
Oh, Tom, you're incorrigible. Do you mean that you want me to leave the moon and sixpence for the moon in the front garden?
Oh, my dear, our moon is worth infinitely more than sixpence. Just come and have a look at it.
All right, I will.
Now, this is really something. I think we'll go through the drawing room onto the veranda that way. I was going to...
What is it, Tom?
Stay where you are, Joan. You'd better go back and sit down.
But,
I'll
Tom...
I'll be there in a moment.
But, Tom...
Go and sit down, Joan. I'll handle this. What are you doing here?
I should have thought that was fairly obvious.
What did you expect to find here?
Usual thing.
No, then you admit it.
Admit what?
You admit your profession.
Not much sense in denying it, I guess. This is what one would term as being caught red-handed.
Yes, I guess it is. I often wondered just what a person would do if they discovered an intruder in the house. Now I know.
Oh, and what would they do?
Ring for the police.
Just a moment. You wouldn't consider letting me go.
I don't see why I should. You didn't consider me in coming here in the first place, did you?
I didn't expect to see you.
What was that?
I said I didn't expect to see you. I thought you wouldn't be home.
Oh, I see. So you've been studying my movements.
It happens to be part of my job. You are usually out on a Tuesday night, aren't you?
Yes, I am. How unfortunate for you that I happen to be home tonight. Quite by accident, too, really.
Well, are you going to phone for the police?
Yes. You haven't always been doing this sort of thing, have you?
Not always. I'll admit it if you want me to. I was honest once, but nothing pays like being dishonest.
Tom, what is it? Who have you...
It's all right, Joan. I told you to wait in the other room. This gentleman here has an appointment with the police very shortly. There's nothing to be worried about, Joan. Now be a dear and wait in the other room.
I'm staying here.
Please, Joan.
I'm staying.
Very well, dear, if you insist. Perhaps then you could keep an eye on our friend while I make a phone call. Just a moment. There's a revolver over here in this bureau drawer. If you point this in the right direction, it might induce our friend to remain where he is. That's right, just like that. I won't be a moment, and for your own information, the phone is just outside the door here. If my wife should call for assistance, I wouldn't be long in getting here.
Tom?
Yes, dear?
You're going to phone the police?
Yes, of course.
Do you think that's wise? Perhaps if we didn't do anything about this...
You're not suggesting that we let him go. No, I won't be a moment, dear.
Thank you for trying.
Why did you come here? You knew...
Yes, I knew. I need help. I haven't a penny. This looked as good a place as any to burgle, and here I am. I didn't know that your husband would be home.
He usually isn't. How much do you want?
Nothing from you. I want it from him.
You fool. You crazy fool.
Steady on. You don't want him to know anything, do you?
I don't know.
Well, what are you doing?
That window is open. And do you know, I don't know the first thing about firing revolvers.
Thank you. I'll come back, Joan.
No, you won't. You'll never come back. I mightn't be so foolish next time. Goodbye.
Well, that's that. Where is he, Joan? What's happened?
I let him go.
You let him go? But, Joan, the police, they'll be here in a moment. Joan, darling, what's wrong with you?
Listen to me, Tom. I love you. You do believe me, don't you? I love you.
Of course, dear. Of course I believe you, but I don't...
I lied to you, Tom. I lied to you when we were married. Do you hear? I said my husband had been killed.
Oh, I know you were married before. I know all that, but I don't...
What you don't know was that my husband is still living. He was in prison. Oh, I'm divorced from him. That's all right.
Well, but... what is there to worry about? He probably still isn't. Oh, I see. You mean...
Yes. That's why I opened the window. You'll explain to the police, won't you? Say it was a joke. Say anything, but give him a chance. Please, Tom, say you'll explain to them. If you love me, Will.
I'll explain to the police. It was a mistake. There was no one here at all.